leg meat.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a jack leg?
Yeah, I have.
What does that refer to?
A jack leg. Is that someone with one leg?
Jack leg. It could be, but...
That's I've peg also, leg.
I've also heard it refer to... have you heard of a jack leg Mormon?
No,
I've heard that's a Mormon who doesn't go to church or who doesn't actually practice. And then
oh,
I've heard
really?
A jack leg preacher is an unordained preacher who goes around and he's not very good.
Ah, boy, no, I haven't heard of any of this.
Okay. The person who decides the law cases, the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And some body parts. This is
hair.
And these are
ears.
And a man has a
chin.
Or a, but a man has
oh,
a
goatee.
Yeah, or
beard.
A, mm-hmm. And this is my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And one of these.
Teeth.
Uh-huh. And, but one of them is a
tooth.
Uh-huh. And this is my
throat.
Yeah, or the outside, the whole thing that connects.
Skin.
Well, the thing that connects my head to my body.
Neck.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is priceless.
Okay, these things are
legs.
Right. And we can move our legs and our arms because we have
joints.
Right. And this is a
foot.
Uh-huh. And both of them are
flat. Both of them are what?
Two of them are together. They
foot.
Are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my
tummy.
Or
stomach.
Uh-huh. Right. Very good. A man that can lift a heavy weight is supposed to be
strong.
Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, you're sick in what relation with your stomach?
You're I'm sick.
Or you're sick something in your stomach.
You're sick to your stomach.
Yeah.
You're nauseated.
Sick to your stomach. That's what I was looking for.
I'm
you
sick.
Say sick to?
Sick to your stomach, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because a lot of people around here say sick at your stomach.
Oh,
and
really?
I was surprised by that, yeah.
No, I've that, always said sick to your stomach.
Okay, good. That's a little variation.
Is it just this area, do you think?
No. I see sick at my stomach. I would say that that's more like a southern term.
Yeah.
But yet I've heard that. I've heard many people in the valley say that. So I was impressed by that. If I can't talk anymore, it's because I'm
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And when your joints are painful, you have
arthritis.
Uh-huh. And if you have a little pain down here, you have to get something taken out. Yeah.
Appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And a disease that's dangerous to children and begins as a sore throat is called?
Polio?
No.
Oh, a strep throat?
Well, it begins as a sore throat and then it spreads, the fever spreads and it gets really bad. It's a bad disease. We get inoculated against it these days.
It isn't polio.
Yeah, it starts with a D.
D.
Probably comes from bad water.
From what?
Bad water.
It's not dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
Diarrhea.
No, it's something else. It's D-I-P.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a better way to describe that? Because I looked this up in a medical dictionary, and even they were vague.
Sometimes, it, like I say, it is a very sore throat.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
Sore throat and fever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That disease that you can get from ticks in Colorado is what disease? It's not the Lyme disease. It's
not the Lyme disease?
No, it's something that we've had in Colorado for a long time.
Is that what they're having with the mouse feces in New Mexico?
No, but what is that? Do you know what that's called?
Hi.
Yeah, it starts with an H.
Yeah. No, I'd have to read it again.
Okay.
The one in Colorado, I don't know.
Have you heard of Rocky Mountain Fever?
Yes, Rocky Mountain Fever.